So if any of you out there were watching the Olympics the last 2 weeks, it might have seemed to you that Jay Leno was one of the competing athletes.
The stars who've thrilled us in Vancouver will be taking their victory lap with Jay. Lindsey Vonn
is the gold medalist.
Shaun White.
Double gold.
And Apollo Ohno.
He is the Olympic champion.
Are all on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, starting this Monday on NBC.
That's right. That's tonight. If bombing in primetime was Leno's freestyle event, he's back to the grand slalom. Jay Leno is the new old host of The Tonight Show, starting tonight. And if there's a lesson to all the Leno, Conan O'Brien, Sturm and Drang we were reporting about a few weeks back when it was all up in the air, it's just how fragile this late-night comedy relationship is between viewers and hosts. And I'm kind of wondering, Rob Kuttner, former writer for The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, are you going to be watching Leno tonight?
I have to be honest, this is a big debate in my family. I mean, we're not a Nielsen family, so it doesn't matter, but I think we decided in the end that we couldn't watch the whole show. We decided we're going to probably, like, watch the clips on Gawker tomorrow with some sufficiently snarky commentary. It's like watching a baseball game in a sports bar with your fans and watching the rival team together.
Conan, I gather, is in the middle of a pretty big drinking binge, if we can judge by this comment on January 19th.
Hello there, I am Conan O'Brien, and I am just 3 days away from the biggest drinking binge in history.
Love Conan O'Brien. How would you describe the difference between Conan's humor, Conan's relationship with his audience, and Jay Leno's?
Well, I think we found it out pretty strongly during this whole kerfuffle the past few weeks. I mean, I think Conan always knew that he had sort of an enthusiastic following, but we had no idea how passionate they were until we were out in L.A. and there was this horrible rainstorm. I mean, even horrible by New York standards, like pants-soaking wet rain. And there were like 200 people who came out to Universal Studios with these I'm with Coco signs. And, of course, you saw it doesn't take much to be an activist on Facebook, but, I mean, getting, I think, half a million people. And there was definitely some kind of outpouring that we were not even familiar with before, but it was pretty exciting.
I mean, I was thinking about this morning, and it seemed to me that, you know, maybe The Tonight Show was always kind of a bad fit for Conan on some level, GE and NBC being so corporate, and that the chance on Fox, or the chance, you know, in a fresh location to find that audience and to make it a totally Conan thing is maybe a good thing.
Well, it's certainly possible. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking about whether if he had a better lead-in at 10 o'clock, you know, he would have been better, or if he had more chance to grow into the slot. But definitely, I think Conan, is, from what I've seen, is definitely was disappointed and a little bit crushed by not getting that dream spot for longer. But I think he's also a guy who's very open to, you know, new frontiers, as it were.
And, you know, I mean, he even reminded us just how close to his heart the whole NBC family, and I used to work over there, that's what they talk about, NBC family. Listen to this.
I've worked with NBC for over 20 years. Yes, we have our differences right now. Yes, we're going our separate ways. But this company has been my home for most of my adult life. I am enormously proud of the work we've done together, and I want to thank NBC for making it all possible. I really do.
I mean, is this the story of corporate big brother Jay Leno winning out over the little brother, and he basically is homeless now?
A little bit, yeah. I would say he probably regards him less as family than more as, like, let's say, in-laws right now.
Yeah.
Or maybe even, like, exes, you know.
Yeah.
But it's NBC at a party and say, oh, you're looking well. Conan at one point characterized this as he feels like he went off to college, or his big brother went off to college and then didn't do so well and came back and then demanded his room back.
Well, and burnt the house down, too. I mean,
yeah, I guess so.
It took all the toys.
Yeah.
I mean, you could really go...
Paper over the wallpaper.
Well, how much of this is material for the new Conan venture, depending on how and where it comes from, goes?
Well, that actually might technically be a question for the lawyers in terms of what
right.
he actually can and can't say.
Yeah.
But I imagine if he starts something new, he won't want to dwell too much on it because it's the past. But boy, did we have fun dwelling on that for the 2 weeks
yeah.
that's happening.
And it's all on the record. Let me ask you one last question about this comment Conan made on the 22nd of January.
So to all the people watching, I can never, ever thank you enough for the kindness to me. I'll think about it for the rest of my life. And all I ask is one thing, and I'm asking particularly of young people that watch. Please do not be cynical. I hate cynicism. For the record, it's my least favorite quality. It doesn't lead anywhere. Nobody in life gets exactly what they thought they were going to get. But if you work really hard and you're kind, amazing things will happen. I'm telling you, amazing things will happen. I'm telling you.
So, Rob Cuttner, did Conan Yoda surprise you there in that moment?
A little bit. Well, not only for his correct use of grammar and syntax, but yeah, I think it was a surprise. I mean, a lot of what he did was he really thought hard. Even his decision about before he launched that New York Times op-ed, a lot of it took us sort of by surprise. But like, as soon, one of the things where as soon as it happens, you're like, oh yeah, of course. Of course that's what he's going to do, because that's who he is. I mean, we thought when he took that opportunity, he had one more chance to take a shot, and we thought maybe he was going to do some kind of, you know, sort of memorable manifesto of anger or disappointment. But, you know, when he kind of did a jujitsu where he turned it into an opportunity to impart a message that was more profound, I think it was a surprise, and then a minute later it was exactly the Conan that we knew. Like, that was who he was.
Rob Cuttner, former writer for The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, as well as The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and Dennis Miller Live, who will be sort of watching Jay Leno's return to The Tonight Show tonight. Thanks so much, Rob.
And for the rest of you night owls, we want to know from you, who is your preferred late-night host for The Tonight Show, Jay or Conan? And does it even matter? If you happen to catch tonight's show and want to give us a review, keep this number on hand and give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also go to our site where we have a special contest going on. You know, we had our own dog pageant after the Westminster Dog Show a few weeks ago. Now we've got one for cats. Submit your own photos. And then we'll let you vote on the Takeaway's Best in Cat Show, starting on Wednesday. Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Find out more on our website, thetakeaway.org, or post the photo to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway. Waiting for yours, John.
That's right. Cat pictures on the internet. We're on the cutting edge here at The Takeaway. This morning, our minds are also with the people of Chile, of course, and it might have you thinking, how do we prepare for disaster? It's a universal question, even if few people have to actually decide it in their lives. Tell us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post it to our site, thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Lynn Sherrin for Celeste Headlee, and this is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.